Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and it's very good to be with you. It's always good to be with you. And especially today, I feel it so much because, oh my goodness, I need a break. Moving is a lot of work. And I'm telling you, it gets to you after a while. So it's lovely here just to be moving in spirit for a change. And thank you for all your prayers, your blessings, your help, your suggestions and encouragement. It all makes a difference. And we're moving along. It looks like I'm going to be staying in Texas for a while. And it's just a question of where. But it will be north of where I am now, for sure. Starting at maybe San Antonio to point northward and taking a look at the options. It's all good. I love my home state and I've got friends all over it, so I'm sure I'll be happy wherever I go. It's just a question of getting the right place for the right situation, and I'm sure you know what's involved in all of those choices. I think everybody's moved at least once. Okay, we are about ready to start, and I guess I shouldn't have recorded that, but nothing wrong with it. Let's just get ready for our blessing today and for the presence of Christ within our heart. That's what we came here for. And I love to open our blessing call with our community because the strength of our community is a very special part of the blessing. We reinforce it one for another, just as Yeshua taught his apostles to love one another as yourself. And so as we love one another, we extend the blessings we have and the blessings we desire to receive to one another, and we conjoin in a network of blessings that are passed through our community and have results we know nothing about ourselves, and yet we know that we have been part of it. I think that my greatest blessing in life has come from the blessings I've given others. No, I'm going to revise that. I know that in the last 30 years, since 1992, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Lamb and the Lion, very, very soon, and moving forward, my greatest blessing has been the opportunity of blessing others. It was my constant prayer as a child, and I had no idea how I would do it, but I asked God to be of service to him. Please use me. Please. And I had no idea. At the time of being a child, I couldn't see myself being a minister, a missionary, a preacher, a nun, or any of the conventional roles that we see in Christianity. But of course, his blessings are not limited to the conventional roles. They can and do come through us all for one another. And it comes to us from one another, from our love. And so therein is the commandment and the mystery of love one another. That's how it all begins. So we're going to open our community with Jerome. Hello, Jerome, and welcome.
Yes.
And are you covered in snow today?
Yes, we're covered in snow, and it's, I think it's about 14 or 13 below zero besides, but it's sunny. The sun's out, so... but it's cold.
Oh, yes. But the glare of the sun on new fallen snow is really blissful to the eye.
It's just beautiful. And we've got the squirrels out here underneath our bird feeder. So they're eating okay, and the birds are eating okay. And so even in below zero, the animals are still doing it well.
How do they manage at this far below zero?
I don't know how they manage either, but blessings on my family, but more blessings on you with everything you do and for your higher spirit of the universe to connect us with the God source that we've always had. And I just thank you, and I thank you, and please keep up your work because you're just a priceless spirit. So,
Well, it's my goal and my plan to do it as long as God allows.
Yeah,
I wouldn't rather do anything else. Truly, truly.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Love and blessings for everything too. Yeah, it's a little chilly out here today.
just keep the hearth fires burning and a few logs in the fireplace. You'll be fine.
I sure will, but thank you for everything and keep up all your creativity. I just thank you and a love to you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm going to open the line to Nancy. Nancy,
hello.
You lucky little angel being in Florida. Oh, my goodness.
I am. I won't even tell you what it's like here today.
No. Don't. Please
right
don't.
On. And some really interesting occurrences. We included my friend Anna Jay in the blessing. She went to Cleveland Clinic. They did the evaluation. It's more complex than they originally thought, but they can help her. That's what they said. She stayed in Cleveland until tomorrow, when they will propose what I think of as a plan of treatment. They will give her some options and tell her what they can do for her. But they gave her a kind of a warning about when they could help her. And guess what the limitation is? It's not doctors. It's not surgery, suites, and all of those highly technical things. The state of Ohio requires that the hospitals keep beds open for COVID, and they don't know when she will be able to get a bed. So as a part of her blessings and our envisioning for her in her journey towards full health, we need to envision her having the hospital.
Okay. All right. Yes, we will.
And for
the COVID ratio to drop in that area for the benefit of everyone.
For sure.
Okay. Well, this is one blessing that actually helps everybody. And so I am delighted to be an instrument for it.
Thank you so much, Glenda, and everyone on the call. I am so grateful for everything you do and all of the wonderful people all over the world that hold all of these prayer requests in their hearts. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's our pleasure, our privilege. All right. So we have someone from Novato, California, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for having me on. And I will say that the previous two blessings that you gave me that when I came on the line, things resolved very well. So I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for your Sunday session. I've had a bit of a soap opera happen connected with the company that I used to own with my ex that he has now. I'm wondering whether I can ask a blessing for people without mentioning any names. Is that okay?
Sure.
Or do you need names? Yeah.
God knows the name.
God knows the name.
Would you mind giving me your name?
My name is Caroline, so I don't mind you having my name, and I've been on before.
Okay, you're Caroline. Okay.
I'm Caroline, and my ex seems to be going a little bit off the rails. I don't know whether it's cognitive decline or what's gone on, but there was a long-standing employee who was very loyal, worked for us for over a decade, and I found out that just before Christmas, you know, a bit like Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, my ex started querying how much money he was paid in bonuses, accused him of, earning more than he was entitled to and sort of cheating the company, which I don't believe is true, and firing him. You know, and this is a man that was very loyal, has three kids, a wife and a mortgage, and he was just fired. And as a result, it's a small company. Another key worker that we had also didn't stay. So, and the other problem is that my youngest son has been working in that company. He's very underpaid, works really hard, and so of course he's going to be in trouble because he's going to have an unstable work environment, being asked to do more than he should, and he is trying to look for another job, but it's not necessarily that easy. So I would like some blessings for not only my youngest son, but also for this wonderful gentleman that got fired, I believe, in an unjustified way, and for the other person that was also working for the company I used to own with my ex. He really also needs blessings so that they can move to their next transition. And I would like a blessing for myself because this is obviously going to impact my relationship with my ex, especially with regards to the financial entanglements that we still have for the next 3 years or so. So I would like to have a good resolution to this. I would like some blessings. I would like some, instead of acrimony, I would like to have sort of peace and harmony. So that's really what I'm asking for today, Glenda. And thank you so much for listening.
That's an important blessing because any hurt, any negativity travels just like bad news. It travels sometimes faster than good news. And we want to stop it before it goes any further and pray that those who are responsible will actually become responsible and do the right thing. This is one of the principles of success that Yeshua conveyed to me, and it's in Walk Without End, Pathways to Success. Just simply doing the right thing has an awesome and virtually miraculous result. Sometimes we really don't know what the result will be, but when it's right, it builds a contagion of rightness. And from that contagion of rightness, the answer will come.
And the thing is that these people that have now left the company were responsible for the company doing really well, better than ever before. And I told my ex, I think you may have killed the goose that lays the golden eggs by doing this. So I'm also concerned about their financial stability because of these, his and his new wife's financial stability because of the decisions that they've made. Because the new wife also really disliked this guy that got fired, so that was part of the equation. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear all of this, but we can't take any more time to discuss the details, my dear. God knows the details, and we will lift our hearts up for a blessing and do it all. Okay.
Thank you so much. Harmony and peace for everybody.
Very, very welcome. And blessings to you too for being the angel of love in all of it. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. We're opening a line to Mara. Hello, dear Mara. We have been missing you.
Oh, I've been here every week.
Okay.
I just haven't said anything, but I've been listening and praying for all the requests when they come in. And to start with, I would like to once again thank you, thank Yeshua and you for bringing all of these lessons, the books, everything that you have brought to us. I just want to thank you again. Like many other people, I've had a few challenges of my own, and I'm getting along surprisingly well for some of the things that have had to deal with. And but I, most of all, I have to admit that if it were not for the lessons, the prayers of all these people on the call, the blessing givers, I don't think that I really don't think I would have been able to handle, to step up, and just meet the challenges as they come, without the grace that I have received from being with you from the very beginning. And I want to thank you so much. It's like, I said this before many years ago. It's like going to the universal universe, the comprehensive way that all the things that are in those books, every single time I hear these words, they seem to sink in a little deeper, and I think, oh my gosh, you know, it's just miraculous. So, my prayer that I would like to have people remember, and myself and you and Yeshua, is just to be able to continue with my gratitude and my deep, deep love for what I have had the blessings to receive. Because that kind of covers it all for me. And it covers my family. Yeah, covers everything. And I am eternally grateful. And Glenda, I don't know how you do it. I honestly don't. I go to bed at night. I get up in the morning, and I'm going to get this done and this done and this done. And I puff away at it. And at the end of the day, it's very rare that I have covered all the things I wanted to get out of the way. And I so often think of you and think, how in the world has she been able to, other than the grace of God, which is all there is, I guess, but, I mean, all of what there is, but Glenda, it's so remarkable, you're really an inspiration.
Well, it is by the grace of God, Maura. And if there's anything that I contribute, it's because I really believe in what I'm doing. And I am grateful for what I'm doing. And all things, I keep a positive attitude. I don't allow the negative to overtake me. Sometimes I have to acknowledge that there's something going on that I don't like. But acknowledging is about as far as it goes in my world. And I find something that I can push forward with a positive energy. And I just get above it because I am eager to find and discover what kind of solution God is going to provide for that. It's kind of like, you know, a mystery house I live in. Well, what's he going to do next?
And it keeps me going. It really, really does. And I don't talk about, things that are challenging beyond the point of my ability to put a positive vector on it. So I just kind of leave it up to God, get on with my business, and do what I can. Well, one of the things I have discovered in living is that it's very possible, and I'm going to say possible because I don't know, but to the degree that I understand science and engineering and mechanics, as well as human endurance and the endurance of life, is that momentum is really the only free energy we have. Every other form of energy, you gotta pay for in order, in other words, you gotta eat for your body to have energy. You've got to put fuel in your car, or whatever you're going to do. You got to put muscle behind the two-wheeler. Whatever you're gonna do, you gotta invest in energy to get energy out of it. But momentum is a free energy that takes over at a certain point. This is what athletes call the second wind. All it is when momentum takes over and you get an abundance of free energy. And it really, really is scientifically provable, the power of momentum. The grace of momentum. And I find that when I can keep a positive attitude and a strength of faith that is striking the momentum level, there is no effort to pushing through what needs to be pushed through. And what I can't do, God does the rest.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful.
Yeah. I think that's pretty near almost the scientific equation. And someday, I bet somebody's able to really put the mathematics behind that. Because it, on an observation level, it's true. I see it every day in my life. I see it in the life of other people. And I remember when I was writing Love Without End. Well, people would ask me. Well, that was after I wrote it. But they would ask me to reflect on the writing and say, Linda, how did you remember everything? And I would say, well, I started off every day with the notes that I had written. Okay, the notes that I had written were my initial investment of energy, my initial investment of memory, enthusiasm, responsibility, and so forth. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to remember. So I would start with my notes. And by the time I had the notes collected on a particular subject and then put together, it would activate memory that I had not written down. And then I would work with that and it would activate memory I had completely forgotten. And then by the time I'd written that down, it would activate his presence and he would come in and say, well, don't forget this and don't forget that, remember? And it was all the development and extension of momentum. And that was, and don't think it only applies to miraculous things. When I was a full-time painter, and that was decades ago, sometimes I would paint in 18-hour stretches. Not because I was pushing against a problem. I wasn't. I loved what I was doing. I would get so into it that it would be like flying after I got into it. And by the time I got into it for 8 or 10 hours, I would begin creating things I couldn't have imagined 8 hours earlier. And it went on and it went on and people would ask me, Linda, where did you get those ideas from? And I would say they actually developed in the process of creating. I would be in the process of creating. And these ideas would come out. These creative gestures would emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not just in high creation. I used to watch my mother cook. And she was a great cook, the kind of cook that would win blue ribbons at a county fair. Not a chef, but just a great cook. And she was always running out of ingredients because our house was generally understocked. And one of her talents was making do with everything she had. But that didn't stop her from getting started. She would get started even if she only had limited ingredients. And then by the time she would get into it, she would think, oh, you know, I could add a touch of cinnamon to this, and I could add this. And she would think of things to add and develop, and I should let it rise first, and then I'll tuck it under, and I'll put some blueberry jam in it. And by the time she was through, it was a masterpiece. It was. And that's the power of momentum. This happens so often when people come to talk to me about counseling. Well, I'm not doing that right now because I'm pretty much the one needing a counselor right now, and I sure don't want to put my problems on anybody. But anyway, up until recently, I was regularly counseling people, and I found that my most important gift was to listen. I just listened. I let them talk. I wanted to hear. I wanted to be informed about everything. And I took notes. And I took notes, and then I would look at the page I'd taken my notes on, and I started to see some patterns come together. And so I would then present some questions back to them, and they would say, oh, well, gee, I hadn't thought about that. But there is a connection. So we would talk about that, and we would get more feedback and more extractions of old memories they had completely forgotten about. And we put those into the mix. Before it was all over, then I had some ideas, some genuine ideas on how to give them counseling suggestions and prayers. And points for meditation. It all came together. That was momentum. And I think on any problem you take on in life, the first thing you should apply to that problem is observation, whether it's with your eyes or your ears. If your ears, then you're going to listen. If your eyes, you're going to look. Okay? You feel with your heart into something. You're going to observe. Just observe. Get feedback from that. Put the feedback together. Then observe a little deeper. Take more feedback in. Put it together. Observe a little deeper. Pretty soon you will be getting that momentum. And that is the free energy from which creativity occurs.
Yep. I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah.
And you know, Mara, this is one of the reasons I am prayerful and hopeful to be an ultra ager, because I want to bring some of the value of living back into my life to look at all the things I've been through. And bring back the blessings from those experiences. And just as I hadn't even thought about it, because right now I'm not into memorabilia. I'm into looking forward into the next few months. That's where my mind is. But it just occurred to me today, January, 30 years ago, I was painting The Lamb and the Lion.
Yeah.
Me, that was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And all of these things I said really came from that realization.
Yeah. It's just great. I run out of words to express, I think, the helpfulness of all of this, and thank you seems kind of inadequate, and yet it's coming from my heart, so it isn't inadequate there.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Your life is your testimony, Mara, and that's true for all of us. Your
right.
life is your testimony. All that you are is your way of saying thank you. Your way of telling your Creator the true gratitude and joy you have in your life.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot.
Yes.
There's
and
so
we can
much
say that.
To be grateful for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank
my dear.
You.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking
yes.
to you.
Thank you.
More than
so
a pleasure.
Much.
Those are inadequate words, but we got to move on. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bye now.
All right, my dear. Stephen, you are on. Your line is open.
Well, hello, Glenda, and this wonderful blessing community. Just coming on to again acknowledge that, yes, 30 years ago, I was just thinking, I think last week, 30 years ago, you had recorded that Yeshua had first really spoken to you in your studio. And
I didn't tell anyone 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I was painting. And I did the recordings later. The recordings came 4 years later, reluctantly.
Maybe I misspoke or something. No, I was listening to one of your recordings just a day or two ago. And you were mentioning that it was January 2nd, 1992, where you
yes.
stepped into your studio to start painting, and Yeshua, you know, really spoke to you for the first time in a sense, and you had started a little dialogue, and you know, anyway, I'm just acknowledging that, and I just want to, echo Mara that. Wow, thank you. Yeah, every single time I read the book or listen to the lectures, it's just a deeper level of transformation that I experience. I feel it, on a very deep, visceral level. And I love what you said about momentum. You know, it's so true. And really, I believe it's really love that's behind that momentum. I mean, I feel that. Actually, the cause of gravity itself is actually from love, and the dark energy mm-hmm. is actually a manifestation of love, and the universe actually accelerating the way it's accelerating away is all functional love. You know, I know Hawking says that, well, it could be from a sort of a swing from negative energy potential, but, actually, I don't think so. My personal belief is it's actually from love. So I have you and Yeshua to thank for that information and my own personal insights. And without this great work and your service, I'd be light years behind in my own journey. So blessings to you. I'm so grateful. And I also, of course, want to just give a blessing to Vanessa and my friend Vanessa and another friend, Sherry, who recently injured her back. So blessings for those two lovely ladies. And that's it. Thank you.
That's it? Okay. I've got it. And, of course, Vanessa is on my hanging scroll, so I've already got her there. I will add Sherry. Okay, thank you. Thank you for everything, Stephen, and for being such a friend of this work through the years. You're a treasure. All right, we're going to take on, we're going to open the line to Jean. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Glenda and everyone. This is Jean. And I would like to have myself on the blessing list. I have a situation at work that's causing me a lot of anxiety, and it's my own business. And it's caused me a lot of anxiety, and I would like to have guidance, wisdom, and protection. And this, my anxiety about it is also interfering with my sleep. So I thought I'd call in and request some help from everyone and from Yeshua.
Oh, you got it. Mm-hmm. Much as we can do, it's there. Okay. The spirit of love will take care of it. All right?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Just be in that spirit of love and don't allow it to become violated by anything. Okay? And you will find the answers.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And I see our dear Susan just came on the line. Well, blessings for you in this this dramatic snowstorm you're in. I just saw the breaking news. New Jersey today.
Yeah. I just want to, I have a friend who was, had gotten an unusual kind of shingles, and I asked for prayers. Her name was Bonnie. And, you know, they did a whole bunch of tests, and they never got a definitive diagnosis. And so she's home, and I believe she's feeling better. It was a shingles that attacks the nerves in her back rather than any rash. And they wanted to do a spinal, and we were going back and forth. And, I just wasn't thrilled about it. But, you know, she went to a neurologist, and she kind of said they were going to do it. And I supported. I said, okay, if they feel it's necessary, because it could be Lyme disease and this and that. I said, okay. And the next thing you know, the next day she goes, they're not doing it. I went, oh, they're going to wait to see if she feels better. So I texted her back, perfect. You know, this is good. And
that's
so
good.
It is good. And so I know I put it out at the community for her. And it's funny, I wasn't going to talk, but I'm going to the doctor this week. I forgot about myself. And she wanted to do, I felt that she was kind of like prompted, I'm talking about my oncologist, by the nurse practitioner or whatever, this or that, you're doing well and all this, everything looks good and your scans look good and you're feeling well. And I think she was influenced by her, but maybe she should get another bone density. They're not fun. I've already had two of them. And I'm feeling well, and so when I go, and I said, can we postpone that to the next time? She goes, oh, yeah, sure. Well, when I go this time, I'm going to say, if you don't see anything, either in the blood or on the scans, I'm going to refuse it. And that takes courage for me, but I feel right about it, you know? And and that's it. And that's what I'm going to say to her. I'm going to refuse this. And so I wanted strength. I wasn't even going to talk today. So I'll just listen and pray and what, and boom, that came into my head. So I certainly can use your love and your strength and your courage to stand up and say, I don't think this is necessary and I'm not doing it.
Good. You know, and I can add something to the message about momentum. And sometimes waiting is part of it. Waiting for the right opportunity, waiting for the right action. Waiting to allow for thinking, observation, listening, consideration, and evaluation. That's all part of the really effective setup for the kind of momentum that truly launches you. And so it isn't always effort and pushing and digging into things that produces the momentum. A lot of things produce that momentum. And as Steven Adler said, love is a very big element in it. So I take a love pause when things are becoming a little too much of a struggle. I just pause and say, well, where's the love in all of this? Okay, I look around and make my observations and just listen a little bit, and then I get back to it. I used to do the same thing as an artist. If things started, you know, getting a little muddy on the painting, I just lean back and say, okay, well, time for some water, time for a deep breath. I'll get back in a few minutes, and I would come back with a whole fresh opinion, and everything would move. So you're absolutely right, Susan, and that was a very, very constructive comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got more people on our line, though, and we need to keep moving. So we're just going to wish you our love and all the best to your friends.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it.
Tara Kim, you are on. Hello, dear.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I am just requesting a blessing today for my mom, Barbara Ulrich, and for her courage and strength and clarity and discernment for her path forward.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then I'd also thank
you. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to request a blessing also for our neighbor. We found our neighbor, his name is Vic, and his last name is Hines, H-I-N-E-S, and his wife, Sandy. Vic was just diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and he just began treatment about a week ago. So I'd like to request a blessing for he and his wife as well.
Oh, okay, certainly. Okay, definitely. We got it.
Great. Thank you
and
so much.
Your mother has a package on the way, if she has not already received it. She's got a package
oh,
on
wonderful.
The way.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And Rhonda, I'm going to open your line. We're here for you, Rhonda.
Okay, yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. All right. I am asking for blessings for Barry Gates and Denise Forward and for Katie Pettit McFerrin. And also, I want to ask a blessing for myself that I just grow a deeper and stronger connection to the Sacred Heart that Yesawa talked to you about, and that that deep can bless my work.
Okay.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a good request. Yeah. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I would love any time, if you have time, to just talk more about the Sacred Heart and what Yesawa shared with you. That'd be great.
Well, maybe we can make that a special topic for next
yep.
week. And
okay.
we're getting ourselves in the right direction moving toward Valentine's Day.
Ooh,
the real heart,
that.
The Sacred Heart. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, I'm going to open your line. Yes, thank you, Rhonda. Yeah, we will keep your request in our heart. Sarah?
Aloha. Yes, aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah. I want to send blessings from this frozen, beautiful forest that I'm walking in Massachusetts with my dog, Thule. And I just want to say a prayer and ask for a blessing for Yeshua for my mom, Kathy Walton, and she's actually listening. I called in for her on her phone, so she's listening for the first time. And just so
Great.
Much love and blessing. Yeah, she's so blessing for her healing. And I just want to just acknowledge and bless all of the mother energy to my grandmother, Moni, and to your mother, Glenda, to all of our mothers, to the mother of Yeshua, Holy Mother Mary, to our divine mother God. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Well, that is quite a lovely blessing. Okay. And I second that with all my heart. And to you too, Sarah.
Thank
May you,
you
be well and strong. And welcome to your mother. I'm so glad you came and joined us today.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, last but not least, Stormy, you're on. And how can we bless you today?
Well, I would like a blessing for my eyes And I'm already receiving that, and that June has suggested I take a particular medicine for glaucoma, and Sybil is giving it to me, and Sybil is also sending me some stuff for the diabetic damage at the back of my eyes. And I am in the midst of receiving this help, and I am grateful for my friends and the blessing of the knowledge of this. But the true blessing I wish to talk about is that recently, out of the blue, as I do often, I call people and just want to talk. This was a spiritual teacher and healer that I had talked with, 6 months ago, and I had her name in my phone bank. By the way, her name is Sarah, and she was ecstatic to be able to talk with someone of such spiritual values that I have, that she has nobody to talk with. She was so grateful, mm-hmm. Glenda. We talked for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I brought tears of joy to her. And this is interesting in relationship to your essential oils. All of a sudden, she got a couple of messages about how I can smell things the way that I do, and it is that I can actually smell the vibrational frequencies of things.
That's true.
And then I let my nose interpret it. And then she
had
another message, and you'll like this. She says, this is interesting. You can smell in between time. And she just
mm-hmm.
thought, wow. And, of course, smelling in between time, that is eternity.
Of course.
And I thought you would like that story about my ability to smell in between
mm-hmm.
time and bless your essential
mm-hmm.
oils that I asked the 7 archangels a while back ago. And then you received from them an essential oil that you would bring forth from them.
That's right.
The beauty of all of this connections, Glenda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just good with the vibrational connections. And right now in your movement, mm-hmm. where you are going to move from, I am thinking about the vibrational ley lines that will get you from here to there.
Oh, good. Good. That would
and
be
we'll
awesome.
It will let the, just like I asked a blessing from your backyard to take a little bit of you when you go. But I'm thinking about the vibrational ley lines of where you are going to wind up being. So
okay.
I hold that blessing for you in your journey, Glenda.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate
that. And
we can all do these things. Yes, we can. And to comment upon a couple of things that you mentioned, what we receive from essential oil is the vibration of the plant. It really started with a vibration. The hummingbirds and the bees that come obtain nectar or pollinate the plant are not, they don't have the same smelling apparatus that we do. They pick up the vibration. That's how they're following is the vibrational energy that pulls them to the plant. And that's what was the inspiration behind the attraction series that I created, was to isolate the vibration that went along with certain needs that plants have and that their cofactors in nature have that connect them and allow them to work together. And yes, about the aromas between time and space, which is eternity, not only do I smell, it took me 10 years to find the combination for Christin, but it came to me obviously from between time and space. It didn't come from the physical world. And then, to correlate that with Mother Mary, almost everyone who has had a visitation with Mary reports the aroma of roses. It's legendary and consistent through the ages. And the few times I have been blessed with her appearance, it was roses. And she wasn't wearing roses. She didn't bring a bouquet of roses. She was the vibration of roses. And then my olfactory senses interpreted it as roses, and I could smell roses. So you're totally right on right there, Stormy. You just are going a few steps beyond what most of us think about scent. But this is why the correct aroma can have a healing impact upon our mind, our soul, and our body. It's because of its vibrational impact. And that's where the real power lies. It's why it's so important to have the real thing and the pure thing so that you get the vibration. It's actually not the aroma. You could buy some artificial rose scent and it wouldn't do anything for you. Nothing, because it wouldn't contain the vibration. So I appreciate your contributions a lot, Stormy. You're always just right on target. And I agree, it is great to speak with you and get that spiritual rush that always comes after you give us a contribution. And we will remember you in our blessings and our prayers for your glaucoma, your diabetes. Now, I'm not going to say your, because they're not yours. It's not something you should ever identify with, but it's something you're dealing with, shall we say. Yeah, yeah.
And thank God for my angelic perceptions and views to call a woman out of the blue on her 40th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blessings for the call, for this call to you and your essential oils and all the people all around the world receiving this blessing as we go in to your prayers with Jesus.
Thank you, Stormy. Well, Stormy, you usually end our call for us, but I think we inspired a few more participants. So we've got a couple. We have, is it Raybor Fernandez?
Hi, Glenda.
Oh, it's Ollie.
Yeah,
hi, Glenda. Hi, Ollie. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Me too. I always love the love in your voice and the grace in every word you say. It's so soothing. It's so brilliant and graceful. Really. Really. We're
Thank
so
you.
Blessed to have you, teacher. Really. And I just wanted to request a blessing for my mom. She was hospitalized this Friday. She has very low hemoglobin and may Joshua and Mother Mary help in her healing so she can be stabilized and get well soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is she in Puerto Rico with you?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I always like to have a locational, and I think it's because we're sending. Actually, the way Stormy and I were talking, we are sending vibrational energy. And of course, we've talked about this for years in the blessing, is that it is the love of God, the intention, the thought waves that we include on that, the prayers, but it's conveyed on vibrational wavelengths of energy. And so it really helps to have a location. And I hope everything is going well for you there.
Thank you. Yes, I've always
right.
felt that the blessing is a travel to space, is a blessing through space and time, you know?
Well, it definitely is. Outside of time and space, it goes everywhere. But inside the matrix, time and space, it helps to have a vector.
Yes.
Just kind of like the energy that's all around us, but it doesn't find our computer unless we have a Wi-Fi connection. So we're helping to provide that divine Wi-Fi connection for each. You know, the thing is, we pray all the time. We all pray. Whether we pray in words or we just pray with our heart and our hopes, we all pray. But we don't always make the connection. We don't always make the handshake. And it's not because God isn't there. It's because we don't know how to make the handshake. That's what we teach in the Blessing Seminar. And I so hope this next year will clear up this condition of isolation and quarantine so that we can actually have a new Blessing Seminar. It would be so great for so many people to come and learn. Oh, yeah, it would. Well, Ollie, my blessings are with you and your mother. God be with her. And that she finds her greater strength from a higher source. Wayne Powell is here. Hello, my dear Powell.
Aloha, Glenda. I have a couple of things. I'm writing a book on forgiveness. They call it Ho'oponopono in Hawaiian. I've been working on it for years. And there's a chapter.
Well, that's a practice you've offered for years, right?
Yeah, it is. We're doing online since COVID. And it's a sacred circle we do online. And we teach people.
Okay.
You know, the higher frequencies of forgiveness, not so much what we learned about it. My first question is, I've got a chapter in the book on original innocence. And part of the chapter is about learning innocent perception, which is a big topic with Jesus in your book. So I was wondering if I could, you know, use a few quotes from your book in my book, of course with reference.
Sure.
That Jesus had said.
Of course.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Write me so that I can make it official for you, and then just make a notation where it came from. That's all I require.
Okay. Okay.
I want the messages to be circulated. Really, I do. And for anybody that ever wants to do that, just write me.
Okay.
I will say, yes, please go for it, and then make a notation where it came from, and we're partners in getting this out.
Oh, good. That's what I hope you say. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So my second request is, it's time to replenish most of my oils. I'm wondering if you're going to be around tomorrow and I can get you on the phone.
That is really actually hard to say, Wayne. Can you send me an email with a list of all the oils, and then we can wrap it up with maybe a shorter phone call?
Yeah, sure. And which email?
Okay. Glenda Green.
Glenda Green.
Just glendagreen@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's how you get me.
That's the second one down. And the last request is a blessing for you.
Thank you.
Yes, Glenda. I would like all of us to sit in circle with you in the middle during the ceremony, and bless you for all the work you're doing in the world.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet. I really appreciate that, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you are so endearing. I mean, to so many, and there's just, you know, few of us on the phone call here, but there are so many in the world who don't pick up the phone, they don't come on this line, that are thinking and blessing you, and I just want to include all of them in this blessing for you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I will gladly receive all that you have to offer. And I live in the expectation of miracles every step of my life, and so I've never got a disagreement with my life. It's always something I can stride into, and the day will come when I stride right over the line into heaven, but that's not here yet. And so I keep striding forward in this life, and every time, it may take the 11th hour before the miracle comes, but it always comes. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's a, I have a similar experience, Glenda. That's very well said.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure you do. We all do. We just all recognize. That's the difference. I'm looking forward and recognizing it. But miracles come to everyone all the time.
And but it's your book that helps us remember that and empower them from day to day.
Yeah, well, good. Good. That's what I wanted. That's what I was hoping and wanted.
And that's why we're blessing you.
Okay, dear. Well, let's get into our blessing. That's what we came for, and it has just passed the 4 o'clock mark here. Okay. Let's go. Everybody, just take a deep breath and cleanse your mind. Okay? Your mind can't possibly figure it out. Mind's a good servant. Actually, it is. And I'm impressed with it more and more as I go through life. So, got no negative feelings about it. Just need to keep it in its appropriate role. It can't reach beyond time and space. And we do. We reach way beyond time and space. And Stormy, I'm sure you would second that statement very much. We can hear you right now, so you don't have to come online. Everybody take another deep breath and lift the energy up from your feet, the gravity that might have been pulling you down. Take another deep breath and reach into your worry line and breathe that out. Take another deep breath and reach into your stress line and breathe that out. Now just sit relaxed in your chair, your lounge, your bed, wherever you are. Probably this time of year, not in your backyard. Although there might be some polar bears in our audience who would just love to chill. And so let me not limit the experience to anything. Just be where you feel the best, where you feel the most relaxed, the most one with yourself, the most cuddled up in the arms of God. There's no particular position you need to be in. This is not yoga, and it's not any kind of programmed meditation. This is just about releasing ourselves into the loving care of God. That's it. We take deep breaths, not with any timing. Take your own time. Don't let it be too fast. I can say that one thing. Take a deep, slow breath and then release it with a certain amount of appreciation for every passing second as it leaves your body. Because you're giving it back into the earth. You're taking from the earth to replenish your body. And then you're recycling back to the earth what it can use and create for the benefit of life. Just as trees are nourished by carbon dioxide and they exhale oxygen. Most of the oxygen on our planet comes from the beautiful, rich, flourishing rainforest of the planet. And the forest, just the regular forest, the regular trees, all the plants everywhere, but the intensity of it comes from the rainforest. And many, many people have had transformational experiences in visiting the rainforest because the intensity and purity of the oxygen there is enough to virtually cleanse and heal your body, at least of anything that might have to do with oxygen deprivation. So it's just an example of how we balance each other out. The experiences you're releasing may be exactly the information something else in life is needing or requiring. And what you're inhaling is the new influx you are requiring for your awareness, your state of heart, state of mind, your body, your nourishment. And so we give and we receive. We give and we receive. In this blessing, and in all blessings of Christ, you're receiving. You're receiving from His love, by the grace of God, your Heavenly Father, your Creator, and through the energetic transmission of the Holy Spirit. No less than when the Holy Spirit came to the apostles on the day of Pentecost, and there was a flame, not a fire, but of light, around their head and shoulders. It was energy radiating out from their body as they received the indwelling fire of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit manages this field of energy that ranges from the slowest waves of gravity to the highest waves that go into the angelic kingdom and beyond that into the kingdom of heaven, in which the wings of the seraphim flutter and generate more energy between time and space. Everything is energy. And that which we need for our life and our well-being, our nourishment and our healing, is brought to you by the Holy Spirit. We make this available for you and just become the conduits for you. So, blessing givers, will you join me? I will start with my prayer. And then everyone receiving, follow with your prayers, so that it's perfectly targeted right into your sphere of living. Beloved Yeshua, Son of God, our brother and model for living, who has taught us that as we become like you, we can do all the things you have done and more. Because there will be more of us, and because we were created to be children of God and adopted into the family by your life, your teaching, and your resurrection. That we can be all that we are and more than we ever thought we could be, simply by faith and embracing the fire of the Holy Spirit, our love of one another, our love of you, and our faith in God. We ask now that you strengthen all of these possibilities that already exist within each of us, that we may tune into them and allow all of this to become the way we know ourselves, that we may identify with our potential and release our problems. Let go of everything that does not belong to us, that does not fit our life, that does not bring us health, and that does not bring us joy. We ask that all of this great potential be brought forth in every human life on this planet, that we may bless the earth with our presence in it, and we may become the caretakers of this beautiful environment as we were appointed to be by our Father, that we may care for the animals, that we may care for the earth, and we may relieve the earth and the animals and all the spirit of life from the burdens that have been heaped upon it. And we may help one another, each in our own way, to the best that we can, become all that we can be, all that we were intended to be. We surrender now to receive the blessings we have asked for and continue to ask for in our prayer and in our hearts. Please be with each one of us, as I know you are, in a way that we can feel, in a way that feels certain, so that each person in this community and everyone they touch can feel your presence, your hand, your love, and center their hope in that. We ask that in your name. Amen. Let us begin with conveying the blessing, and you begin with your prayer. Your blessing has been given, but you need to make it complete by continuing to receive for at least 7 minutes. So go and rest. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be a blank slate on which the will of God can be written, the blessings of Christ can be written, and all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye for now, and I wish you all the blessings that you can possibly ever wish. Amen.